You're listening to Yo Bro Games Podcast Network. Thank you for listening, gamers. Hello, gamers. This is Death of You from Yo Bro Games for July 21st. And today we're going to have the Mr. PC Gamer that spends all that time PC gaming, Lord Natus, discussing Titan Quest. So take it away, Lord Natus.
Hello, fellow gamers. This is Lord Natus, and welcome to my special podcast about the game Titan Quest. Listeners, please keep in mind that some spoilers will be in this podcast, so listen at your own risk, okay? First off, I would like you to know how pleased I was in what Iron Lore has done with this game, and in my opinion, it really is the Diablo killer that we have been waiting for. When you have the following implemented into a game, how could you possibly go wrong? Beautiful graphics, excellent soundtrack, the Havoc engine, and creatures that are totally unique. Well, listeners, on with my experience in the world of Titan Quest. I remember when I was leaving a city and all of a sudden I was being followed by five of the villagers from that city. We all started crossing a bridge when on the other side a huge Cyclops was waiting to have us for dinner. This game is also equipped with the Havoc engine, and there is nothing like seeing this Cyclops swinging his club and knocking the local villagers in the air. Needless to say, he killed all of them and started looking at me. You have to be careful on this part because the Cyclops will strike the ground and a power surge running through the earth will move towards you, so you have to avoid it or you will become stunned and he will just start pounding on you. Well, I finished off the Cyclops, and in case you didn't know this about the game, whatever you see, you get. So when I killed the Cyclops, lo and behold, I was using the club for pretty much almost through the whole game. One time throughout Egypt quests, I had to go into a tomb and kill the second boss. So I started down this path to my destiny when a gate shuts behind me and the room was full of enemies. I like our listeners to know that in this game, whenever a gate or door locks behind you, get ready to have some fun, because you're not allowed to leave this area until one of you is dead. Well, anyway, I was looking around in this room and noticed how beautiful these statues were, and they were sitting on like these thrones and these chairs, when all of a sudden they started getting up one by one and started to attack me. After my initial shock, which probably sounded more like the lines of holy shit, I knocked them all down and headed to defeat the main boss in the Egypt area. I mentioned earlier about the Havoc engine being used and what a difference it makes on everything in the environments. When you're going through a field and the grass or crops move from either you moving or a creature, you know, swaying from the wind or whatever, it just makes the world seem alive. But when you're swinging the club and your strength is over 200 points, it becomes really fun pounding your enemies in the air, to say the least. In the Asia quest, or Asian quest, you will be going up mountaintops and forest areas that are just pleasing on your eyes. I remember thinking to myself when I was going around this trail on a cliff how cool it would be to see one of the enemies get knocked off the cliff and end up falling to his demise, and presto, you know, it totally happens. It's just a feeling of instant satisfaction to see the Havoc engine being used this way instead of you know, like your first-person shooters and stuff like that. But now the next part I'm going to get to is a big spoiler section. It deals with the ending of the game. And if you really don't know how it's going to end, please feel free to let the podcast go now, okay? Well, listeners, I appreciate you wanting to know how the ending, you know, comes out of Titan Quest and what a remarkable ending it is. The late boss is a titan himself who is freed onto the earth, and it is your job to put the big boy down. A portal opens up, and you have to follow him to Olympus, but before you go into the portal, make sure you have plenty of health potions and energy potions before going through this portal, because there is absolutely no turning back after this point. You are portaled to Mount Olympus, and you have to work your way through waves of enemies. And remember about the Cyclops I talked about earlier? Well, now you have to deal with about four of them before you even get to the big boy himself. I am sure you are wondering why I keep referencing the Titan boy as a big boy, because he is absolutely huge. He has to be at least 10 times the size of you, and it is really intimidating to see such a hulking Titan. I will not spoil the game for you how to finish off this Titan, but get ready for some treading back up to where he is, because you're in for one battle. I think I must have went up to fight him about, I bet you it was probably at least 20 times. And it would have really been nice if you're able to have like a little portal close to him. But the way I look at it is, you know, it's the ending of the game, and you're dealing with an incredible, huge boss, and he's powerful, very powerful. So I think that, you know, it's worth the trip, you know, there's no doubt about it. Well, this is my ending of my special podcast about Titan Quest. I just want to throw a couple of highlighted moments that I had in the game, and I would like to thank you, the listeners, for listening to the special podcast. And the rest of the team from Yobro Games, would like you to know how much we appreciate the support from the gamers out there like yourself. In case you are new to us, I'd like to say a big hello. And our webpage can be found at yobrogames.blogspot.com, where you will see reviews of games as well as what is going on in the gaming world. Thank you. This is Lord Natus signing off. And until next time, I'll see you in multi-pray.